Hey, hi, and hello, and welcome to Uncomfortable Takes with your host, Lindy. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Thank you so much for following my podcast. I know it's been a while. It's been forever since I last posted an episode, but I have very valid reasons. I've just been going through a lot, which you'll hear about in my recap. So you'll hear about it in my recap, but I think it's been over a year and a half since I last posted, which is quite scary for me considering that I used to post very frequently. But it's okay. Life happens. While you're having fun, life happens. And that's the way that it just is. Period. Right? Period. So let's just have a little recap. Thank you so much for joining this episode once again. And I hope you are just excited as I am to hear where I've been and the topic of this actual episode, which is the power of starting over. Okie dokie, so let's do a little recap on where I've been. So the last time I chatted with you guys, a lot was happening. I still had a father that was alive. Well, I had an estranged father who was alive. I wasn't studying anything. I was in a very toxic relationship. Episode for that to follow. And yeah, I was just in a really dark place. And shortly after that episode aired, I really went into a really bad place mentally. So my mental health really struggled that year. And then that August, I lost my dad, because I think the last time I posted was like April 2022. So August 2022, I lost my dad. The months leading up to that, I really struggled with my mental health. I was admitted to hospital and then a psychiatric facility as well. So we'll talk about that in another episode. I really want that episode to be impactful. So I'm not just going to just chat it up. You know what I mean? I'm not just going to just chat it up without actually putting some real thought into it. So yeah, I lost my dad to cancer. He had Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is curable, but my dad had a lot of issues as well, so he didn't make it. That was really, really hard because, as I said, he was estranged, but the months leading up to his passing, he came back into contact, and he was back almost fully in our lives, but he was still the obnoxious father that he was. Sorry to speak ill of the dead daddy, but it was, yeah, we had an opportunity to reconcile before he passed away, which was really healing for me, even though I was going through a lot, but it was healing for me. But yeah, at that time I was still in a relationship, which I look back now is a rhesus tisa situation of who the hell am I dating. A very, very toxic man that I was in a relationship with. And I was in a relationship for 3 years, which is really scary. But like I said, conversation for another day. Yeah, and I was just, I was going through the motions. But here we are now in 2024, guys. You know, I look back to 2020, 2021, and I never thought we would get past the COVID years. But we did. And here we are in 2024. And COVID is almost a thing of the past. I mean, we keep getting new variants of it, but we have medication and scientists and doctors have a better understanding of the virus. So thank goodness, but we are here. We are here in 2024. And yeah, so at the beginning of this year, at the end of last year, I applied to start a new qualification. Yes, a new qualification at age 27. Ooh. Imagine. But I'm really proud of myself because I'm doing a qualification that I never thought that I would actually ever do, which is a Bachelor of Accounting Sciences, and I have my fingers crossed to try and finish it in record time. It's gonna be hard because I am working a full-time job. I am taking my fitness and health journey really, really seriously, and I'm very conscious of it. Guys, angifuna ukubulawa izifo that I could have stopped. I can't be, you know, in hospital because now I'm being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. I can't be in hospital because I need to lose weight and now my knees are giving out on me. Like, I just can't. And it's really good for my mental health, which is another thing. That's another thing that has been really on my mind lately, is I'm really trying to bring my life together all for the sake of my mental health. I am single. I've been single for about a year now. Yeah, with a matoho here and there, whatever. But we'll talk about that in some other episode, and hopefully I can have like a girl chat episode with some other girlies as well. So I'm really just on the path of finding, of coming back to myself, you know. And like I said, I'm taking my fitness and health journey really seriously. I'm working out daily, trying to eat as healthy as possible without persecuting myself for failing. But let's get into the crux of this episode. So this episode, I titled it The Power of Starting Over. And I usually come up with the title of an episode once I've kind of written down what I want to talk about. But this one, it really struck me even before I even thought of what I was going to actually say. It was almost as if like I was given a topic in a history paper to write. And The Power of Starting Over has been a real theme in my life at the moment. It's been something that I've really been working hard and long at for the past year. And I think a lot of us are terrified of starting over. We're terrified of starting a new job. We're terrified of starting new relationships, moving provinces, countries, regions, districts, whatever it may be. We're terrified. But that's the thing about starting over. It's such a scary thing at first. But once you've done it, you've done it, and you've gotten past the first step. It's really a one day at a time type of thing. You got to take one step at a time. One of the biggest things for me that really pushed me into being comfortable with starting over was going to the gym. In high school, I was one of those girls that was, I was academic. That's no question about it. But I was into the performing arts a lot. So I was a dancer. I was on the stage acting. I was that girl. But I also participated in extramural curricular for sports. So I played hockey. I did swimming once upon a time. I did tennis once upon a time. Never did squash. Never. Never. In high school, we didn't have soccer for girls, but I did it in primary school. So for me, you know, working out, being active was just a daily routine. It was a chore that I needed to do to fill up time, because obviously I was going through a lot at home at the time, and it was a way for me to spend as much time with friends and at school without having to come home to deal with the mayhem that was happening at home. I will do an episode on that as well. I have a lot of episode promises, but it means I've got content. So that's a good thing, right? But it was one of those things where, like I'm saying, is that physical activity for me was just a thing that was to fill up time. And so becoming an adult and going into the working world, you really have to make a conscious decision to be physical, to not be physical like fat guys, but to move your body. And it's a decision that it took me years to actually decide on, and it took me years to figure out. So when I started in university, for the first 6 months, I was not like working out, nothing. I was just enjoying life, man. I was at Varsity College, and we all know that's like the party capital university of the country. Sorry, VC, but it's true. Varsity College is really much a social institution, which is awesome because it allows you to not end up feeling like you have no purpose in life. You find really good people. You do things that you wouldn't usually do. So it's really, really cool. But like I said, they allowed for a full like program where it was school and being super social, but there was nothing that really motivated me to try and be active. So my first year, I wasn't really active for about the first 6 months. And the second 6 months, things happened at home, which meant that I had to move back home. So I was now at a different campus, and now I didn't have friends. I had one friend, but she was studying a different degree. So we barely saw each other. And yeah, it was just like a very, yeah. So I went from having this like full social calendar to almost nothing being back home. So that's when I started doing things like yoga. I started hiking, just things like that, just small things. And like I said, that wasn't a conscious decision. That was just me participating in activities with friends, doing things that, you know, filled up my time. It wasn't a conscious decision. But at the beginning of last year, I decided to actually make the conscious choice of actually starting to be active. And that was hard because I've been to the gym up until last year. I'd been to the gym maybe once or twice. I've done different, been to different gyms, Vision Active, Fitness Health. I mean, Planet Fitness. I've been to Curve a couple of times. I've been to local gyms. So gyms weren't unfamiliar to me, but choosing to be dedicated to gym was hard for me because I now had a purpose and a reason to be there. And it was a purpose and a reason that I had to make myself. So starting over in that regard was really hard. But after I had done it for a week, it was no longer scary. The fear for starting that journey was no longer scary. And in fact, gym can be addictive. I'm not even going to lie. But that's the thing, is that when you start over, at first it feels so daunting. But once you've done it, you've gotten over the first step and you don't have to start over again. You don't have to retry something that you've never done. So there I was. I had started over. The one thing that kept bothering me when I started the gym is like, I'm not seeing the results. And for the first 3 months, I genuinely wasn't seeing the results. People were telling me that they were seeing the results, but I wasn't. But that's the thing about starting over, is that when you start, you have to ensure that you remind yourself that it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't just happen overnight. Similarly to how when you choose to start over, it's something that you need to be ready to do, to start over and face the new risks and challenges that you're going to face. And that's one thing that I think a lot of people are crippled by the fear of, that if I start this now, I need to be able to see the results within a week. I need to see the results almost instantaneously. But starting over doesn't start like that. Doesn't start like that, because you need to remember that most of the time when you start something or you start it again, you are starting a completely new path that you've never, ever, ever experienced before. So even if you had a business and it failed and you're like, I'm going to start over, you want to do things that are different, that are not the same as the last time, because you don't want the same outcome. So once again, you're crippled by the fear of something that's happened before, and you're not sure if the way that things are, if things are going to pan out the way that you think they are. And so then here we are again to the fear. But once you've started, it's done, and you no longer have to have that fear anymore. You really have to be sick of the life that you're currently leading in order for you to start over. There's so many times where I've started things over, whether it be me choosing to go back to the gym, or me choosing to eat healthy, or me choosing a new course or a job. And most of the time I've done it simply because of circumstance, but never because of the fact that, like, you know what? I'm tired of huffing and puffing when I walk up the stairs. I'm tired of my current work environment. I'm tired of not being able to feel confident when I wear certain clothes. So you have to be sick of the life that you're currently leading in order for you to feel like what you're doing now is something that you don't even mind the risks. You don't. Guys, even in a relationship, most of us won't break up with toxic partners and, you know, toxic friends because we're so scared of starting over. We're like, now I must start over. Like, but honestly, we're just terrified of the fact that, I need to start over. I need to make new friends. I need to get back into the dating pool. But guys, you really need to realize that you need to be sick of that life. Is it bringing any benefits and advantages? Is it helping you in any way? And if it's not, why are you still staying? Let's move on, guys. We move. We move. So starting over, you really learn to have to recognize that you're tired of the life that you're living and you're ready to start afresh, that you're ready to give yourself another chance. So there's just four things that I think you need to take into consideration when you start over. And I'm going to use the analogy of a relationship because I think that's one that almost everyone can relate to. So it can be a romantic relationship. It can be a platonic relationship. It can be a work relationship, any kind of relationship. The only one that's a bit tricky is family, but anyways. So the first thing that you need to understand is it takes discipline to change. And that sounds hard because we've associated the word discipline with, you know, this hardcore making sure you're sticking to it. But discipline can also simply mean creating new daily habits. New daily habits that don't allow you to go back and fall back into those old patterns. So let's use the analogy of a relationship or friendship. If you broke up with a partner, you had a friendship break, and you decide that it's time for you to call it quits, you need to make daily habits where once upon a time, first thing in the morning, I would say good morning. Or once upon a time, when I would walk into work, I would message my friend and be like, ugh, another day, you know? So now I need to make a habit that's going to fill that space so that I don't feel like I miss it. So every morning, instead of taking my phone and messaging good morning, I wake up instantaneously and go for a shower. Or I wake up and I pull my Bible and I read a verse. Or I wake up in a journal. When I walk into work, first thing I need to do, put my bags down and make myself a cup of coffee while I meditate on the day. Simple. It sounds simple at first, and it's really, really hard to do in the beginning. But it's these things that help you to change your habits. And remember, a habit becomes a lifestyle very quickly. They say, what, it's 20 days, 21 days, 3 weeks. You just need to continuously do those daily habits for 3 weeks, and all of a sudden, it becomes your lifestyle. It becomes the thing that you live and breathe each and every day. So you need to make sure that you are disciplining yourself and you're holding yourself accountable to such things. The way that I do it is I do daily, I put reminders on my phone. So for the gym, for example, I will put a reminder on my phone that if I want to go to the gym tomorrow morning, I will put an alarm on my phone to go to the gym. And in the morning, I'll set up various reminders, take your creatine, eat a banana, don't forget your water, don't forget your headphones, don't forget your towel, things like that, just to help me remember. And eventually, I don't need those reminders anymore. I don't. So you really need to learn to hold yourself accountable in order for your habits to change and in order for the discipline to follow. Discipline is just a set amount of actions that you have decided for yourself that you're going to follow, and just follow them. The second one, which is probably the toughest one, which is you will lose. Starting over means you will lose. You will lose friends. You will lose colleagues. You will lose family members. You will lose money. You will lose possessions that you love and you hold dear, because you need to remember that your energy is now shifting. The way that you're living your life is now changing. You are no longer the person that you used to be. Whether that starting over may be a small thing, like going to the gym, you might end up losing a friend, because the friend that you used to go to eat lunch with in the afternoon, you're now no longer doing that with them, and you now are going to the gym instead. And your friend might not understand that if you have a friend that's not understanding, but most friends should be understanding. You should be choosing friends that understand that kind of thing, that like, hey, Chomi, I want to do better for myself. So you should have friends that understand that. But it might so happen that you lose that friend because you now are not seeing each other daily. So now the friendship is feeling distant and you kind of don't have much in common anymore. And now you're not friends anymore. Your relationship, you might choose to start over by going through a new degree. And because you are going through a new degree, you're studying in the afternoons now. So you don't have time to be, you know, running around about town. And your partner might not understand that you need to actually now start, having a structured routine. And your partner's just like, I'm not going to be told that I can only see you on a Wednesday or a Saturday or whatever. I can't do this. So you'll lose your relationship like that. So you will lose. You may lose money because now you're paying for the gym, which means you need to pay for gym clothes. You need to pay for tackies and, you know, but all those things are going to be rewarded with you meeting your goals, achieving your goals, achieving what you have always desired. So at the end of the day, it's okay. It's okay, because in the long term, what you're going to have is a better version of yourself than you've ever had. And you will lose the people who actually aren't rooting for you. You know what I mean? So you will lose, and it's going to be hard. But remember, I think his name is Steve Cohen. To start with the end in mind, the seven habits of highly effective people. Yeah, that's his first one, is start with the end in mind. Remember that this is what you're trying to do. I'm going to the gym to lose weight. I am starting this business to create generational wealth. I am starting this degree because I need to start creating a life that is better for myself. So these are all things that you need to start with in your mind and remember these things when things get tough. The third one is kind of a weird one, because you don't realize it's happening until it's happened, if that makes sense. So the third one is, in time you'll struggle to recognize yourself. So it's either you are no longer recognizing who the person is, but that is a good thing, because it's like, who is this person now? You know, this person has got a banging body. Who's this person? Who's this person who's no longer dependent on a man? Who's this person who is so determined to do well? Heba tong lona, I'm getting distinction after distinction after distinction. When I struggled with A's in school, you're changing, you're evolving, you're becoming a different person, and you're looking at the person in the mirror and you're like, this is not the person that I know, but it is the person that I've been working towards. I just didn't realize that it's going to happen this way. Or you might actually recognize the version of yourself that you lost because of friendships, of work, because of the life you live, whatever it may be. And you might look in the mirror and be like, yo, I haven't seen this woman in ages. For me, the way that I recognized it is, growing up, my dad was my biggest supporter growing up. He had so much faith in me. When I said I wanted to get an A for a test, he would say, you're going to get the A. And when I would come back with like 95%, he'd be like, oh, 5%, what happened to the other 5%? You know, he was the one that was like, no, get on that stage, dance, act. He was the dad that was like, my child, you're gonna, like, the amount of confidence, the one thing that I always remember about my dad is the amount of confidence he had in me, is he bought me a car 6 months before I got my license. That is how much faith he had in me. And so he had a nickname for me, and it was Umamazan, right? And when my dad became estranged and he abandoned his family, whatever, I often say that Umamazane was put into a box and shut away, because I lost a lot of confidence. I lost a lot of things that pushed me to become that person. But recently I've seen versions of Umamazane come out in me that is like, girl, where have you been? And it's the young, confident Lindy that my dad used to push so hard for her to become. And I am so grateful that he's built that in me at a young age, and I am so proud of myself for being able to bring back Umamazane. So like I said, it's an either or situation, where you look at yourself and you're like, I don't know who this person is, but I love her. Or you look at yourself and you be like, girl, where have you been? You recognize so much of yourself again because you had lost it along the way. So that's the third thing. And the fourth and final thing is, you need to learn to, my phone, share. I should have put that on silent. Oh, not the mayor sending a message. There we go. So the fourth and final thing is, when you are starting over, learn to cling onto the thing that keeps you grounded. For me personally, it's my faith. My faith has pushed me through the times that I never thought I would get through. And that is one of the things that I always fall back on when I'm starting over, when I'm trying something new and I'm giving myself the opportunity to try something that I never thought that I would try. So it's important that you have something that keeps you grounded. And like I said, for me, it's my faith. My faith has always been that. I have had times where my faith has been one of the things that I needed to start over. I had to start over in a new church because the church that I was in was, I don't know, they were going through something. I think they still are, but I'm not talking about that right now. But I had to start over in a new church. But at the end of the day, the person that I was holding on to was God. And there were times where I was like, oh, Bab, why are you not allowing me to find a church that satisfies the needs that I have in terms of my spirit, my soul? And a lot of it was, a lot is happening in the waiting, my child. A lot is happening in the waiting, which is awesome. Because the thing is, even when I don't know, God does. And that's the awesome thing about me having something that I can cling to. So even when I don't know, God does. And I've been seeing this thing going around on Instagram. And it's this quote. It wasn't a quote, but it's this method of prayer where you go into a quiet space, an open space in a field, by the river, wherever, and you just tell God, like, I don't know what I'm doing right now. I don't know why I'm losing friends. I don't know why I'm struggling financially. I don't know why I'm struggling with my studies. I don't know this. I don't know that. I don't know this. I don't know. And at the end of it all, you say, but you know, and I'm resting in the fact that you do. And that's the prayer. And I've been saying a lot of that. Like, I remember there was a time where I was just like, Yabo Manj, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, how things are going to pan out. I don't know. But I'm going to rest in knowing that you do. That is one thing that I do know. That in no matter what situation I'm in, I know my God will provide. I know my God has a plan. I know that he is there and he will be there at the end as well. I know that he's here. I know that he was there when I was going through whatever I was going through. Right now, what I'm going through, whatever I'm going to go through in the future, I know he's there. And I know he's going to be at the end, at the finish line as well, being like, girl, you did it. So that is my four pointers on starting over. And I'm hoping that it encourages you to do so. To start over, to not be afraid of it, to do, go ahead and do it, guys. We need to recreate ourselves. I often say this to one of my friends, is we need to start becoming the children that our parents so deeply wanted us to become. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we must become the doctor that mom and dad said we must become, even though it doesn't resonate with our spirit, but we need to become the success that they saw in us. We need to become the children who are fruitful that they saw in us when we were kids, when we were growing up. Everything, we need to be everything our parents hoped and dreamed for. I think that we just need to go back to those basics, and we cannot do that without starting over, because we have gotten it so wrong. And I know there are some people who don't have parents who have that kind of faith in them, but I know that most of us had those teachers that did. We had teachers that had so much faith in us that were like, what are you doing? You know, when you did something that was so out of character, they would be like, Owenzani, why are you doing this? This is so unlike you. You know, we have those figures in our lives that encourage us to be the best versions of ourselves. And I think we all need to just kind of rewind, take a breath, and let's start again. Let's just start again, take it from the top again. So I really do hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoyed listening to me. I hope that I was helpful to someone out there and that you enjoyed the few points that I gave to you. I will be back with another episode in a week's time. Yes, you heard me, a week's time with another episode. And I'm hoping that it's going to be my episode on grief. But if not, I'll be back regardless and you can come back and find out. So I really do hope that you have a good rest of the week and that you are doing everything you can to be the best version of yourself. And if this week feels like it's going to be hard, I really do hope that you are gentle with yourself, that you take it easy, that you allow yourself to make errors, that you allow yourself to be flawed, because you're not perfect. It's one thing we're not perfect. We are not perfect human beings. So take it easy, guys. Take it easy and enjoy this week. Be grateful for the things that you have been blessed with already. My name is Lindy. This is Uncomfortable Takes. Have a wonderful week, and until next time, bye.